everybody, and welcome to the podcast. Bob Rathbun here in Atlanta. We all here are basking in the glow of a great week. Man, we had so much fun in Cleveland and in San Antonio handing out our 2024 Naismith Awards, and we're so thrilled to salute the great men and women who were the winners and the finalists this year for both the women and the men. And over the next few weeks here on the podcast, we will be replaying the audio from both events, the women's event in Cleveland, the men in Phoenix, and you'll get to hear what took place on the stage and hear from the winners. It's going to be great, and that'll be coming up here in the next few weeks. Before we get going this week, we want to take just a second here to salute our outgoing chairman, Barry Goheen. His work behind the scenes, and of course you saw him on stage over the past week and in previous years. Barry, former great player at Vanderbilt, has just dedicated over two decades of his life to help this Atlanta Tip-Off Club and this Naismith Awards with his guidance, his leadership. He's been tremendous, and we just wanted to take a second as he hangs it up after this awards cycle. So, Barry, thank you for a job well done, and I know that you will not be a stranger to the Naismith Awards in the years ahead. And also, we want to salute Eric Oberman, our president, who behind the scenes has tirelessly worked to put these events together. It takes a year's worth of preparation to pull it all out, to secure the venues, to get everything lined up, coordinate all the voting, everything that goes into these awards. Eric, thank you. A great job, and we appreciate you as always. One piece of Jersey Mike's news and notes before we go to Cleveland and replay some audio for you. We want to salute Tara Vanderveer, our Warner Ladder Women's College Naismith Coach of the Year, three times in 1990, 2011, and 2021. On Tuesday, announced her retirement after 38 seasons as the head coach at Stanford and 45 years overall. Tara surpassed Mike Krzyzewski for wins in January. She leaves the game with 1,216 wins at Idaho, Ohio State, and Stanford. Our congratulations to one of the all-time greats, Tara Vanderveer. When we continue, we'll check in with the event from Cleveland and the women's Final Four. That's next after this from Jersey Mike's.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Ugh. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Who picked up the phone? Nope, there's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
All right, let's go ahead and get started with our first honor of 2024. It seems like yesterday when the Atlanta Tip-Off Club created this award, and now it's been 6 years. I personally have enjoyed being a part of this process to select candidates and ultimately the winner because I love defense. The Naismith Defensive Player of the Year Award recognizes the most outstanding women's college basketball player who excels on the defensive end of the court. This award is voted on by the Naismith Awards Board of Selectors, comprised of national basketball media members and broadcasters who have covered the season all year. In January, we created a mid-season team of 15 candidates, trimmed that in February down to national finalists, and then eventually four, which we did earlier this month. Let's take a look at those vying for the honor. In our 6 years, this award has become more difficult to select because we have so many more candidates now. And these finalists have all had incredible seasons, so they all should be congratulated. At this point, I'd like to call the chairman of the Atlanta Tip-Off Club, Barry Goheen, to the stage to announce the winner.
Thanks, Debbie. Thanks for all you do for our organization. And thanks for all you do for the game of basketball. Without any further ado, it's my pleasure to announce that the 2024 Naismith Women's Defensive Player of the Year Award goes to Cameron Brink, Stanford University.
Well, I'll keep it short. Thank you very much to Naismith and the committee for selecting me. It really means the world. This is truly a dream come true for me. And I'm sure you all know I love defense. It gets me in trouble sometimes. But it's still my first true love. I love playing defense, so this is truly means the world to me. I'd like to thank my coaches for being here, Kate, all my staff, Susan King-Borcher for being here, and my mom, wherever you are. You are who I do it for. I love you so much. So thank you, everybody.
All right, Cameron, congratulations. For our next two awards, we began following and analyzing contenders with a watch list, which we cut to 10 semifinalists compiled by the Naismith Awards Board of Selectors. And then after that, we had a master voting academy narrow the list to 4 finalists and ultimately vote on the winners. The final round of votes allows consumers to participate through the Naismith Awards fan vote presented by Jersey Mike's, which accounted for 5% of the total vote. This year, we broke our own record with nearly 500,000 total votes from the fans. We thank everybody for participating. The Atlanta Tip-Off Club and the Naismith Awards work with global consulting firm J.S. Held to oversee voting and the certification of results for these awards. We thank them for their tremendous work. Our next honor is the Werner Ladder Naismith Women's Coach of the Year, and it recognizes the most outstanding coach from this season. The late Pat Summitt was the first recipient of this award back in 1987, and she went on to win this award 4 more times. Each of the finalists has had a remarkable year and is very deserving of this honor.
Well, I echo what Debbie said. I think each of these 4 women have had incredible seasons. Each is fully deserving of the award. At this point, I'd like to ask Stacy Gardella, head of Global Marketing Technology and Operations at Werner Co. Professional Brands and a fellow board member of the Atlanta Tip-Off Club, to join us for their winner announcement. Through the support of our corporate partners at Werner Ladder, we will donate a replica trophy of this award to the Winners University. So on behalf of our entire organization and our friends at Werner Ladder, I'm proud to announce that the 2024 Werner Ladder Naismith Women's College Coach of the Year is Dawn Staley, University of South Carolina.
Just want to thank the Atlanta Tip-Off Club and the committee. Obviously, Werner, I do own one of your ladders, so appreciate that. Being at my height, I need it. It's an honor. It's an honor to represent this trophy, and I'd like to thank God for always giving me and our staff uncommon favor. You don't win an award like this without, one, picking a great staff. They're the ones that do the heavy lifting when it comes to being honored like this. I am honored to work with you all. It is a true pleasure to just try to outfox people every single day and every single game. Got to give it up to our players who have committed to all of us as staff members. I know we get on your nerves a lot. You too get on our nerves. but together, we find a way to make beautiful music together and win awards like this. And also like to just thank all the honorees and all the awardees, because a lot goes into it, because our game is incredibly competitive. And anytime that you can stand and win one of these awards means a lot of people put a lot of work into it. So thank you very much. I'm super honored.
Dawn is our first three-peat champion and has won this award 4 of the last 5 years. Well, congratulations. Before we move to our Player of the Year award, I want to make mention of another national award winner. C. Vivian Stringer is the 2024 recipient of the Naismith Outstanding Contributor to Women's Basketball for her lifelong impact on college hoops. We honored Coach Stringer back in January when Rutgers hosted Iowa, and it was so fitting given the amazing success that Coach Stringer had at both schools. We want to just again recognize Coach Stringer and congratulate her for winning this honor. So now we turn our attention to the Jersey Mike's Naismith Trophy. Since 1983, the Atlanta Tip-Off Club has had the pleasure of presenting the Jersey Mike's Naismith Trophy to the most outstanding women's college basketball player in the country. The late Ann Donovan was our inaugural winner. Over the years, we've been fortunate to recognize some of the greatest stars the game has ever seen. And this year is no different. We have four amazing teams still in contention for the sport's ultimate prize, and we wish them much luck and great success on Friday night. As we sit here today, we truly have the best of the best in this room. They have been amazing ambassadors for this great game, and we salute each of them.
Well, that is quite an assemblage of talent there in our final four, right? Let's give them all a big round of applause. I'd like to ask Rich Hope to return to the stage. He's the Chief Marketing Officer of Jersey Mike's and a fellow board member of the Atlanta Tip-Off Club, to join me on the stage for the presentation. The Jersey Mike's Naismith Trophy was produced and provided by Herf Jones, and we are appreciative of our partnership with Herf Jones. In addition to the trophy given to our winner, we will donate a replica of the trophy to the winner's university. So on behalf of the entire Atlanta Tip-Off Club organization, it's my pleasure to announce the 2024 Jersey Mike's Naismith Trophy for the most outstanding women's college basketball player, Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you to the Naismith Award. You put on a first-class ceremony, and I've been here the last 3 years, and it's been very cool to see how this has grown every time. We got to get bigger and bigger rooms, so I think that just speaks to where women's basketball is. Congrats, Cameron. It's been fun to watch you this year. Congrats, you too. But like I said, I think it's been a special year for women's basketball, so to win this award is really special. But to be back here playing with my team, I couldn't script it any better. I know some of them are here somewhere back there. I'm not really sure. Oh, right there. Thank you for being here. I love you guys. This is just as much yours as it is mine. And my parents are here, and I love you guys to death. And yeah, I'm just very grateful and thankful, and I'll see you all on Friday night.
All right, congrats, Caitlin. Congrats, Cameron, Lisa, Dawn. Amazing jobs that all of you have done this year. Congrats to all our finalists, and thank you all for being here to help us celebrate what is going to be an incredible Final Four here in Cleveland.
And that's it for this week. We will have more from Cleveland and Phoenix in the weeks ahead, so stay with us here on the podcast. We'll see you next week. From all of us here in Atlanta, Bob Rathbun saying so long.